Patient name, Russell James. Date of birth, 12/22/56. Date of service, 1/10/23. This is a 66-year-old male patient here today. Follow-up on a motor vehicle accident. I had originally seen him on December 22nd. He was in an MVA where the accident took place on the 12th of December. At that time, emergency management services, they were not dispatched to the site of the accident. He'd never gone to the hospital for evaluation. He subsequently, after that accident, started to experience mid and low back pain. He does suffer from arthritis, but he says that this pain is different, so he continues with the same pain. He doesn't note any improvement in his status. Period, new paragraph. Patient was given pain medication and steroids and muscle relaxers with maybe possibly some mild improvement, he states, but he continues with this pain that is very different in nature from his arthritis in his hips. Period, new paragraph. No other issues verbalized today. Blood pressure 138 over 84, pulse 81, respiration 16, temperature 98.1, oxygenation 97%, current weight 228. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications, multiple and all documented in his chart. Medical history, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipid, arthritis of bilateral hips as well. He does have history of surgical intervention, pacemaker, and surgery to his neck, and a bypass surgery in May of 2022, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is wake alert oriented. He walks very slowly. He is using a cane for assistance. He tells me it's not that he needs the cane to help him walk as much as it is for steadiness. There have been several times since the accident that he has tried to avoid falling, and he's fortunately he had the cane to assist in that situation, and he did not fall. So he always keeps the cane with him. Period, new paragraph. Patient tells me that he does continue to have that low back pain. He feels it whenever he lifts his head or his hands over his head. Patient also has issues twisting motion to the left and to the right. He tells me when he's in the shower and he attempts to wash himself, especially on his lower legs, that it causes shooting pain in his lower back. Period, new paragraph. Patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He doesn't appear to be in any distress. He is able to be seated in some mild discomfort. When he arises from a seated position, it does cause him some discomfort. Period, new paragraph. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Period, new paragraph. We have not gone through any range of motion exercises today due to the fact that he is in some discomfort upon movement, and we don't want to aggravate that situation. Also, I would like to send him for physical therapy. However, the best thing to do at this point would be to send him for a study of his spine via MRI. Period, new paragraph. Last office visit, I had asked him to do MRI and just use his Medicare benefits and go to the hospital, and we would send for those records. He did not do that for me at this time, so we will order those studies to be done today. He will return back to clinic in another month. At that point, it may be time for physical therapy. Period, new paragraph. So the next step is to just continue with the plan of radiological intervention with MRI of the lumbar and thoracic spine. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan, mid back pain, low back pain, MRI studies will be done. Period, new paragraph. I've explained the plan of care to him. He is in agreement with me, and we will follow up with him once we get the results of the MRI. Otherwise, he will return to clinic in another month.